Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, we are delighted to be back inside Renaissance Bank after quite a few months not being able to be in our studio. What's happened in those months, though, is that Renaissance Bank has still been going strong, and they're still out serving businesses just like yours, and they do it in a personal way. And if you're tired of, well, you know what I mean, the big bank treatment, I don't even think I have to define that anymore. Computer-generated voices, and they really don't want to talk to live people. If you've got that experience, and not all of them are like that, but some of them are, and if you're having that experience and you want to try something different with your bank, go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South, waiting to serve you, and go check them out. And I think you'll be glad you did. I know a lot of folks that are glad they did, particularly here in this pandemic when it was hard to get in touch with live folks. So go check them out. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Andre Wright. Andre is with The Wright Consult. Old friend Andre, how you doing, pal? Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to see you again, too. I'm delighted to be on today.
Yeah, actually, it's welcome back because you were on with us a few years ago, but it's glad.
Was it three years ago?
Way too long. Let's just put it like that, right? let's update everyone on you and what you're how you're serving folks at The Wright Consult.
So again, my name is Andre Wright with The Wright Consult, the founder and CEO. So what we do, we are a local digital marketing agency here in Roswell. We help clients grow online through Google Ads, SEO, social media management, and also website. We help clients to build their website. So not only do we build and develop the website, but we help customers to expose those sites so people can find them online. So in a nutshell, that's what my company does.
Let's talk about you and how you got into digital marketing. You've got a great story on that.
I grew up in the Caribbean around business owners. You know, my mom was in retail, and so every day I see her going out and pushing and try to scale her business. So from that point, you know, I had that passion to be in business. And I know eventually wanted to start a business. So let's fast track to early 2000. You know, I moved to the U.S. and I got in the digital marketing space. And that's when I got to love the space. You know, I started with a Google outsource company. The goal there was to help SM, small and medium businesses, grow online. So that's when I got into Google Ads and I was like, hey, this is interesting. I love this and I see how we could help businesses. We help businesses at scale, and that was interesting. That was really interesting. And I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to someday own my own business and help businesses grow online. And fast track to 2015, I moved to Atlanta. And I started my own business, The Wright Consult. And from that day on, I've been serving clients in North Fulton and wider areas to grow their business online.
That's great, Andre. What talk about the different verticals that you serve, and the ones you're particularly good at?
Well, John, that's an interesting question because. When I started the business in 2015, I was all over the place. I was working with a plumber. I was working with HVAC company. So I was just all over the place trying to grow the business. But as we moved on years over years, I realized that it was so important to niche out the business. and focus my energy in a specific vertical. So right now, I for the last couple of years, I've been zooming in on the healthcare space. So I've been working with dentists, chiropractors, pain doctors, and so I'm really zoomed in on that sphere at this point.
You're like every other business that ever started, right? When you open the door, you go after everybody, you chase every dog around, and then at a certain point, you do exactly what you did, which is you niche to your expertise.
No, definitely. And I'm telling you, John, it wasn't easy because the thought is you want to get everything that you can. I mean, to this day, I still will take jobs in different areas, but the main focus is to go after that vertical and be efficient in that vertical so I could serve those doctors even better moving forward. You know, by being in that space, you get to learn the space as you go. You get to learn new strategies and even better strategies to help them drive growth online.
And some strategies work for the verticals that you serve and some don't, right? So, I mean, it's not one size fits all in digital marketing, right?
It's not one size fits all. Each vertical is different. First and foremost, you have to know your target market, you know, who you're trying to reach. And then you gotta customize your strategy around that. And for dentists, for example, a dentist would have to be active on social media, you know, be active in terms of posting and showing the new things that they are doing and how they can help patients. And also they need a local, a Google local strategy. You know, they need Google Ads and also local SEO so that, you know, someone in the area searching for a dentist, they will show up effectively. So you're perfectly right. You know, it's not one size fits all. You know, that's why, you know, when clients come in, we normally, you know, do an assessment with them, you know, look at their objectives, what they're trying to accomplish, and then devise or customize a plan so that they can scale and grow.
So dentists and chiropractors and other healthcare providers, talk about some of the issues that they are dealing with that are unique to them that you help solve.
So that they're, for instance, chiropractor, they're so competitive. They're so competitive. As you know, every block you move down, there is a chiropractor.
Oh, come on.
You're right. The market is so competitive. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, you have to have a digital marketing plan. Because if you're not doing it, your competitor next door, you know, they're doing it, mm-hmm. right? So they face the issue of competition. So they have to separate themselves and create unique content and so that they can get new patients in. And that's how we come in and help these healthcare practitioners, because it's like a dog eat dog situation out there for these healthcare practitioners.
Sure. And I may be wrong. There may be a dental school or two that actually has a course in digital marketing, but something tells me that most of your clients, they're great practitioners. They're experts at dental procedures, but they don't know a whole lot about marketing their practice.
And that you're so right. You're so right, John. And that's what I realized. Most of these healthcare practitioners, they have no clue about digital marketing. And we like that because we like when we come in as the expert and then we get our space to work and more importantly, show results. And that's what it's all about. My doctors, they want to, when they meet with me at the end of the month, they want to see, you know, what have you done during the month and where are we going? What's the plan? And once I can show them that, they're good. You know, it's not like, say a smaller business where they would call me every day, Andre, I'm not going to get any leads today. The next day, I'm not going to get any leads today. So, and I've had those customers.
Sure.
So, and that's what I like. If you would say the differentiator with the healthcare practitioners, they will give you your space to work once you're showing them results. And that's what we're all about. That's what we pride our business on in driving results.
Folks, we're chatting with Andre Wright, and Andre is the founder and CEO of The Wright Consult. Andre, let me maybe just ask a really basic question. Why digital marketing versus all the other ways I could market my dental practice or my chiropractic business?
Well, because we're all online now. We are all online, right? The stats say over 80% of people who are actually looking for a service or product or trying to find a professional, they go online first. So that's critical. So if you're in healthcare or overall you're in business and you're not, if you don't have an effective digital marketing presence, you're losing to the competitor, and then you're losing business. And I get this all the time, John. You know, prospecting business owners will be like, Andre, I have all these years. You know, I grow my business through referrals. I don't need online marketing. I don't need digital marketing. So my question to them all the time is, well, if you're not doing it, I'm telling you, your competitor is. Because if I go there and I search for dentists in Roswell, I want to see a bunch of dental practices. Or if I search for a chiropractor in Alpharetta, I'm seeing a bunch of chiropractors. So if you're not there, the competitor is there, and you're losing market share there. You may be sustaining your business through the referral source, but at the end of the day, you're losing to the competitor, and you're losing revenue by not scaling your business online.
Yeah, and I think what folks also don't get is that when someone makes a referral, what does that potential customer do with that referral? They don't just pick up the phone and call. They go check you out online, right? I mean, so your online presence better be up to snuff, right?
It's full circle. And I also tell customers that your website, that's your online business. Mm-hmm. That's your business when you're sleeping. You know, when your doors are closed, that's where people go and look you up. So if you don't have a clean or easily navigable website, then I mean, customers may not reach you effectively, or you may be losing business again. So I say that to say this, and you agreed. I mean, we all have to have that effective digital marketing presence. It's in this day and age, and even more so in this environment of the pandemic, where more people are at home. They're around their computers more. You know, they have more time to go online and search. We're always on our phones, right? We're always on our phones. So anything that we're looking for, we're going to search for it online. And that's the importance and of digital marketing.
Sure. Folks, Andre Wright, he's with us, and he is the founder, CEO of The Wright Consult. So you've got a new book.
Oh, yes. Let's bring that up, John.
Yep.
Visibility. And this book was born out of, you know, and we spoke about some of the issues before. Mm-hmm. So what I've seen going out day in, day out, speaking with business owners, most times they see digital marketing as a mystery, you know, as something complex. So I, in this book, it's like a digital marketing guide where people could, if you're just starting a business or you have a business and you have no idea of this digital marketing thing, you could take up this book and understand, you know, what are the key tenets of a good website? You know, this SEO thing, what is this SEO thing all about? You know, what are Google ads? What's a chatbot? You know, things of that nature. How do you optimize your website? You know, things of that nature that we highlight in the book, and we make it pretty simple, so you know anyone can actually take it up and get a good grasp of the digital marketing space.
You know, you really are kind of getting at a question I wanted to ask, which is how people pick between digital marketing providers. I mean, how does a dentist that doesn't know anything about marketing know which social media provider to pick and who to believe? Strikes me it's that guy that's written the book on how to do it. but right?
No, and that's a good thought there, because you know there are a lot of digital marketing professionals out there, but you know, as always, the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why we you know, our company is based on results. I know, John, if you hire me and at the end of the month, you know, you're not getting any results, you're going to fire me, right? So it's all about results, you know. So, and one of the thing that that is unique about me, as I mentioned earlier in my story, I started when I started in digital marketing. The company that I started with, that company was the company that was helped to develop Google Ads. So I was part of the early part of development of the process. So I know from firsthand experience, I know the ins and outs of Google Ads, for instance. I know, you know, what will work and what, you know, won't work. So at the end of the day, I have that experience, and that's what I can bring to the table as a uniqueness. And also I'm small. You know, I'm a small business, so you will get my attention, right? And you don't have to pay, you know, all that money to the bigger agencies, right? Mm-hmm. You could save that and work with me. So we, you know, we could hold hand in hand and scale your business. So you're completely right. You know, there are a lot of different businesses out there, but at the end of the day, we pride ourselves on driving results and ensuring that the client grows.
So, Andre, I'm curious about the, I guess, how digital marketing is changing for, besides just growing in importance with the pandemic, but how it's changing with some of your clients, again, particularly those healthcare providers like dentists and chiropractors. You know, how is that changing, and what do you see going forward over the next few years?
Well, it's changing in the sense that, as we discussed, you know, people are more in tune online now more than ever. So it's important now more than ever for healthcare practitioners to put out good content, not just you know, posting a quote or just posting basic things. But you know, patients want to see their doctors putting out you know, invaluable content, so they know that, you know, I want to go to this practitioner because they know what they're doing, right? They you know, they're really good at what they do. They want to see good reviews. They want to see what their other people are saying about this healthcare practitioners. So no more than ever, healthcare practitioners, they have to have a good review strategy, so that they not only do they get those reviews on their local pages, but also on their Facebook page, and they continue to share those reviews, because we all love to hear the good news, right? And reviews, that's big. And reputation management overall, that's critical to healthcare practitioners. But apart from that, just great, this good content, not just basic content, but good content that prospective patients can actually you know, grasp and know that, you know, this is the doctor or I want to move forward with.
Sure, and I guess that's another problem that you help with, is it's really hard for busy folks like this to develop content on their own, and you help with that.
Right. Of course. So we're like that outside marketing department, you know. So if you don't want to deal with this digital marketing stuff and this marketing stuff, just come to us, and we could help you get that content out there and optimize that content so that people can actually see good things about your business and find your business online.
Gotcha. Andre, let's this has been great, and I think I just can't imagine that there aren't folks that have heard this show that wouldn't want to be in touch and get more information from you. But before I get to your contact information, I want to give you a chance to maybe brag a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're a modest guy, so I'm going to make you brag, okay? Tell us about a success story. And you don't have to use a particular name, of course, because that's confidential. But if you could talk about a success story, someone who's who your work has really transformed their business.
Well, thank you for that question. So this client that I brought on board about a year ago, it's a local pain clinic in Snellville. So when we brought them on board, she wasn't getting much online. You know, she wasn't, she was out there, but not a lot of leads. And so when we brought her online, brought her practice online, we completely redesigned her site. And we set up her with a Google ad strategy and also an SEO strategy. We took over her social. And I'm happy to say we have been growing 15% or higher since month over month in new patients for her through our efforts. And you know, I talk with this doctor, you know, all the time, and she's like, Andre, you saved my business, saved my practice.
Wow. Because,
and that's what we do for clients. It's, and again, it's it, as I mentioned to you before, the proof is in the pudding. It's all about results. Mm-hmm. You know, so we can work with you if you're interested in digital marketing in our services. Anyone is listening and reaches out, we can give you a free digital audit just to review what you're doing out there, and then tell you what you can do better, and we can take it from there.
Wow, that sounds like a great offer. So that really leads into my next question, which is for those that have heard something that makes them want to get in touch, that free digital audit or learning more about your book or your other services, tell them how they can be in touch.
Well, you can go to therightconsult.com. That's therightconsult.com. And go to contact. You can, reach out to us. Or you can go to, patientbuzz, patientbuz.com and contact. And that will come to us also. That's one of our other sites. And also you could just go to AndreEWright.com and reach out and we will get back to you and see how we can work together and scale your business.
Andre Wright, folks, with the Wright Consult. And by the way, to those that are listening, we will have a link in the show page to Andre where you can get Andre's book. So be sure and check that out. Andre Wright, The Wright Consult, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate the time, and it was fun.
Yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got administrative tasks in your business that are weighing you down, if you're up at night at 11:30 doing your bookkeeping, you got a problem. The problem is you need to outsource all that so you can get some sleep and work on other aspects of your business that you really need to spend more time on as a business owner. I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, Essie and her team have been around for 21 years. They do all their work virtually, so a pandemic doesn't scare them in any way. And what Essie does, when you explain what your problem is, she finds the right angel to address that problem, and they fly in, get the job done, and they fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And you can go to officeangels.us to learn more. My suggestion is just give her a call, 770-442-9246, and tell her I sent you. And I think you'll be glad you did. I highly endorse Essie and her team. She's done great things for my business. And so I know what the work she does personally. So check her out, Essie Escobedo, Office Angels. And folks, here's my bold ask. North Fulton Business Radio, we've been around now for 5 years, over 360 shows, great business leaders like Andre. We want them to be found. And so here's what my bold ask is. Go to your favorite podcast app, search for North Fulton Business Radio, and subscribe. And then give us a 5-star review. It's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. Again, it's about our guest. And we want people to find the show so they can potentially use the services of great business leaders like Andre and the other now over 600 guests that we've had on just this show alone over the last 5 years. So if you could do that for us, we'd greatly appreciate it. You can also follow us on social media. We're North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So for my guest, Andre Wright, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.